As a City Hall reporter with the Daily Cameron newspaper, Alex Burness has been thinking a lot about sugary drink taxes for the past year and a half. When public health advocates said they were putting a soda tax on the 2016 ballot, the paper first sent an intern to cover it.
And then we realized, oh, this is a really big thing, and it turned into, you know, of course, the most expensive municipal election we've ever had.
The campaign pitted public health activists against big beverage companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. In the end, voters chose to tax their own sugary drinks by 2 cents per fluid ounce. Burness says it was not a surprise.
If you are trying to start a movement to tax sugar, Boulder is about as good a place as any on earth to start.
While some are excited to see the tax take effect, it's easy to find those who aren't.
When I go talk to people about the issue, outside of my reporting capacity, just as a person who lives in this city, it's generally with gas station clerks and people at grocery stores, and they are all very much not excited.
You can add commercial-scale kombucha brewers to that list, too.
Over here, you can see we've got massive filtration system.
Jamba Dunn is the founder of Rowdy Mermaid Kombucha in Boulder. Kombucha is a fermented tea drink that has surged in popularity over the last few years. So much so that Dunn just expanded his production facility.
Sugar is essential to fermentation. So you can't have fermentation without sugar.
And you can't make kombucha without sugar. That means some of Dunn's products are above the sugar threshold and now subject to the new tax.
The thing that irks us is that we're not soda. We're not big soda as it was sold to the public. In quotes, we are going to be affected by a tax that was supposed to be on distribution.
This is really a tax on the distribution of beverages, not a retail sales tax.
Jamie Harkins works for the city of Boulder.
So we have to find out who all these distributors are. They're not folks we taxed before.
The nitty-gritty details of the tax weren't fully fleshed out until after the measure passed last November. Over the last few months, it's been Harkins' job to figure out who would pay the tax and which drinks were sugary enough to be subject to it, and then advise the city council.
You know, the main challenge is identifying who has to pay the tax on these beverages and establishing that relationship with them.
Small and large distributors will have the option to swallow the tax themselves, or the more likely option, pass it down the line to restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and then on to you, which Jamba Dunn doesn't like.
The end consumer is now unable to buy the products that they love because they're out of their price range. And I don't mean Coke and Pepsi, I mean everything else that's going to be taxed.
The city also fielded a handful of requests from liquor stores, beverage manufacturers, and the University of Colorado, all asking for a tax exemption. Only cocktail mixers got one.
So, as a result of the tax, do you switch to other unsweetened beverages? Do you reduce overall consumption?
Those questions have piqued the interest of public health researchers like Sarah Cooper, who want to see how sugary drink taxes actually work. Cooper is overseeing a study for the Colorado School of Public Health. They're looking at how distributors move the tax burden through the supply chain and how people react to the higher prices, and whether Boulderites will drive to, say, Longmont to pick up a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi or a case of kombucha and smuggle it back in.
I think the next critical step is providing not just anecdotal but quantitative evidence linking reduction in sugar-sweetened beverage consumption to obesity.
Sugary drink taxes are already in place in other cities like Berkeley, California, and Philadelphia, but they're so new as a policy idea, the Daily Camera's Alex Burness says they're still in an experimental phase.
The idea of a soda tax is to change behavior, is to tell people your soda costs more, so you better think twice about buying it now.
And there's plenty of interest in Boulder to see if it'll do just that. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.